Welcome to this cast from Global Integration. In this series, we will share our ideas on what is different about working in large, complex, matrix and virtual organisations. These ideas come from our work with over 300 major multinationals and delivering over 100,000 participant days of training in over 40 countries. If you apply these practical ideas, you can make your team or organisation faster, less expensive to run, and more satisfying to work in. You can find out more about us at www.globalintegration.com. In this episode, I'll be talking to Kevin Hall, CEO of Global Integration and author of the book Speed Lead, about matrix working. What do you mean by matrix working?
Well, we make a clear distinction between what we call matrix working and a matrix structure. Matrix working is work that crosses the traditional vertical reporting lines of function and geography. So cross-functional virtual teams and international working are all examples of matrix working. Some companies then go on to use a formal matrix organisation structure, where someone will have multiple reporting lines and several bosses. Matrix working is now everywhere. Matrix structures are increasingly the structure of choice for large, complex organisations.
So what is different about working in this matrix style?
Well, matrix working has big consequences for both leadership and team cooperation. And you can find out more about these issues on our website. In this podcast, I'm going to focus on personal effectiveness skills, the skills that individuals need to succeed in this complex environment.
What do you think are the new skills that people need to be successful in this environment?
Well, we use a model called the Matrix Pyramid to describe this. And you can see a copy of this at the Matrix Working page on our globalintegration.com website. At the top of the pyramid is understanding your matrix. We work with clients to make sure individuals have a very clear understanding of why they are working in a matrix. How is it likely to affect them? And what are the advantages and challenges, both for the organisation and for them personally? We find that even when companies have communicated their matrix objectives and structure well, it's still important to give individuals time to understand it and apply it to their own circumstances.
OK, that makes sense. But what's next?
Next, we focus on how participants build, engage and work their networks. Networks are how things really get done in a matrix, not through the formal structure. We train participants to map and analyse their networks, the networks they really need to get things done. There are also some new insights coming from the field of social network analysis on the characteristics and principles of effective networks, which we can share. Then we move on and look at five, what you might call supporting skills, that form the basis of the matrix pyramid.
What do you mean by supporting skills?
They are the suite of tools and skills you need to improve personal effectiveness in this matrixed, networked environment. The first is managing ambiguity. A matrix is characterised by competing objectives, multiple reporting lines, and a generally higher level of ambiguity than simpler functional organisations. So part of managing this is making sure you get the information you need to resolve ambiguity where you can. And part is learning to accept that not everything is clear and how you deal with this. The second supporting skill is learning how to shape your own role. Because in a matrix we have several bosses and a wider range of perspectives and career options, we need to take more personal control over shaping both our current and future roles. People who draw their boxes too tightly tend not to be successful in an ambiguous matrix environment.
So how do people really get things done in this type of ambiguous environment?
Well, a matrix undermines traditional hierarchy and authority. To animate your matrix network, you need to exercise influence without authority. People who rely too much on traditional power and authority tend to be unsuccessful in a matrix, where expertise, relationships and influence become much more powerful.
Why do you think that authority is a less efficient way of getting things done in a matrix?
Well, partly because activities such as teams and projects don't reflect the traditional reporting lines anymore, and partly because authority is shared between multiple bosses. And the skill of managing multiple bosses is the fourth supporting skill. As individuals in the matrix, we have to make sure our bosses are aligned and that they're confident to delegate to us and leave us alone to get on with things. I sometimes call this earning the right to be left alone.
So, what is the fifth supporting skill?
The final supporting skill is managing competing priorities. Multiple reporting lines and different demands on our time means that goals and objectives may compete and even conflict. In matrix working, we need to resolve or escalate these conflicts in a positive way so we don't look incompetent.
I guess that these challenges are in addition to doing your daytime job.
Well, yes, it does sound more complex, but the reward is often in broader and more rewarding roles for individuals. In order to make the matrix really work, then, we need to make sure that individuals have the skills, the authority, and the information to make decisions and be effective.
Well, what happens if we don't?
Well, if we don't, then expect to see a lot of escalation and delay in decision making.
Thank you, Kevin. It seems that matrix working requires a fair amount of self-management, but gives some real opportunities for people to develop a broad range of skills and business perspectives. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Remember, all of the value of these ideas come from their implementation. Just give a couple of these ideas a try and see if they work for you. You can find out more from Kevin's book, Speed Lead: Faster, Simpler Ways to Manage People, Projects and Teams in Complex Companies. Finally, you can see more about global integration, download free articles and videos, leave a comment on our blog, or contact us about our consulting and training services at www.globalintegration.com.